This is a bonus in So Odd with Scuds. We've been told emotions are nonsensical and keep things to ourselves. That's kind of the idea in today's culture. Things told by people just to keep us safe, but trying to burst your bubble a little bit. Hear me out. If your expectation is to get far in motivating and simply imprinting a memory for someone not to forget you, you need emotions. And you need people to see you have emotions, that you have cracks or limitations. Take, for example, you can be Superman, right? You can be an amazing person to everyone around you, but what really makes you amazing is that Superman also needs people in his life. He doesn't also want to be lonely and to have empathy and still care for people. That's what continues to make him super, is that I might sound very nerdy, but it's just that he can be all this almighty person, but he chooses to be around people in his life. So in this session, we started to realize something that's very big and something that's very true. You see an opportunity for other people to remember you and even appreciate you more because you have emotions, making it more super, not just to hear me say the words, but imagine those words, Tiger, in both ends, inside your head and your heart, that it may sound nonsensical, but especially when you get heightened from your emotions, that's actually a better time to be more emotional and ask someone, hey, I like you, not just as someone I can work with, but someone I would like to be friends and keep chatting. And that person would be surprised because you may catch them off guard. But that's the best time to ask for them if it's all right to experience more things than just out of work. So welcome to a Me Time session here in So Odd with Scuds Tiger. My name is Scuds. First, let's start this session with a breathing exercise. Let's get ready. Inhale through the nose. 1, 2, 3. Continue to breathe and expand your stomach. And now exhale everything through the mouth. We're ready. To guide you through, you could say your emotion is happy, sad, anger, disgust, fear, joy. Or even share, you could be disappointed. Share your emotion when you can hear me say the random words. Remember, this is your emotions on what the words means to you. Let's start this me time session. Tiger, you will need to only say the emotion that comes to your mind from the following words I tell you. Number one. When you earn money or when you win a lottery, you feel. Number two, when you see your enemy or when someone in your life doesn't value you that much, you feel. Number three, when you are watching a zombie movie or seeing Michael Jackson Thriller, you feel. Number four, you see balloons or big, bright, red, blue, green, all sorts of balloons up in the sky. You feel. Number five, when you wear pajamas or when you can stay in bed, you feel. Number six, when you play with crayons or play with art materials, you feel. Number 7, when you see snakes or seeing how animals hunt for prey, you feel... Number 8, when you eat cake or treat yourself to baked desserts, you feel... Number 9, when you see your crush or someone you like, you feel... And number 10, when you see stairs or you have to walk 1,000 steps, but you have no choice, but you have to exercise, you feel... Let's pause right now. I know it sounds nonsensical, right? Was it easy to label your emotions? The reason why emotions may not feel safe or you feel it's nonsensical, it doesn't have to be mentioned, is not because your experiences are limited, but you are protecting yourself, Tiger, from not getting too attached or involved. You see, if emotions are something you start feeling, like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to feel something deep inside of me, you would actually become more attached to that thing. Some people even get addicted to it. So maybe we're not good at expressing ourselves. I'm a private person myself. But regardless of people's emotions towards you, remember, this is not trying to people-please people to be inside your life, like you don't have to impress them. Now that we got to know some of your random emotions, the remaining 10 words may be tense for others to express. It may burst a little bubble, Tiger, like pop. But let's try to be honest with ourselves when we hear these certain words, Tiger. Let's get ready for the continuous me time session. Number 11, when you remember your father or a person who you see as a father figure to you, you feel... Number 12, when you remember your mother or a person who is a mother figure to you, you feel... Number 13, when you see children or see kids around you, you feel... Number 14, when you have to wash the dishes or do chores, you feel... Number 15, when you have to go to the hospital or... You have to visit someone in the hospital. You feel... Number 16. When you see your body or when you look at yourself in the mirror, you feel... Number 17, when you have to do public speaking in front of a large crowd, you feel... Number 18, when you are walking alone, especially when your friends are not there with you, you feel... Number 19, when you know guns are allowed in your neighborhood without proper authority and you hear middle school kids fearing for their lives in schools, you feel... Number 20, when there is silence and you just know you have a purpose on this earth, even if no one tells you what that is, you wake up and you just start to feel. Lastly, number 21, What's your response when someone asks you, "How are you today?" If we just continue to say, "Oh, I'm fine, I'm okay," then, like, really thinking about it, saying okay wouldn't be such a big deal, but to people that you really want to be a part of you, they have to know a thing or two about how you are feeling today. No matter how emotional we can be, we have to express it healthily. Robert Plutchik introduced in 1980 the emotional wheel, and it's not just a label that he mentions emotions are there because you can talk about it. But in his research, he mentions emotions linked to our memory in the brain that is part of our flight or fight response. Emotions actually causes our brain to be healthy and not be wired only to be triggered and addicted to one emotion. Know, Tiger, that when I said wired, a lot of people can be addicted to being sad. A lot of people can only be addicted to being happy. So you tend to think everything you do is bad, or everything you do is just for results, and you become arrogant only to the idea of success. So it gives us a reason to experience more things, including a reason why failures are needed to make us age with wisdom, because we never forget what disappoints us. Successful people use their emotions also in the right place, and it makes them even better. Yes! In fact, successful players or athletes don't deny emotions. You see, like Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Stephen Curry, LeBron James, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. I'm just mentioning the list right now. So you tend to see them when they're going to a tournament or game, like how they get so passionate. They look either disappointed, they get excited, and, you know, they get to score. There's a certain grief and desire not to lose. So it makes them better and even more disciplined players. When you're mad, you also still want to be respected. When you see your rival, they're also a source of motivation to be a better person. When you're sad, you also want to change to finally become happy. When you're too happy, you're also scared to lose the things that you love. And you also have doubt that the future, because you really love what's happening at this moment. That's why it's healthy to use your emotions, because fear can be a good thing that motivates you to prepare for the worst. So Tiger, we're always conscious beings. We have a brain we can be thankful for, but our day is not wired through our emotions, but it's wired through our decisions from using our emotions properly in the right and healthy way. And remember Riley in Pixar's Inside Out? So if you take away sadness, you won't feel scared to love someone, and sadness makes you available to be there for them. And it's sad because you love them, but you just don't know what's gonna happen next. Emotions can make us creative, more disciplined, and turning your sad stories, Tiger, into reasons why you will never feel alone in your life. So continue your me time about emotions. Now that you know emotions are really important, hope you can spice it up. So even if you don't know how things will work out in your life, use your emotions, anger or disappointment, to keep working out. Like, imagine you have abs. If your pants, is not full of food, then you're just thinking of food. Remember, working out may make you feel angry, but then it can make you feel happy later on. And you can have like a coach, like a Yupe and your panda. But you know what I'm saying, Tiger. You use your emotions well in the right place. So we added a link to our social media account about the emotional wheel, because you don't just feel happy, but specifically, you could feel overjoyed. You could also feel very happy because you're also ecstatic, you're excited, you can be emotionally just at peace. There's so many things in that emotional wheel to help you identify and make you label better your emotions. So a social media account is in the show notes below, and we're planning more surprises, Tiger. Remember, So Odd with Scuzz will be updating now more episodes every week on Wednesday and or Thursday at 6 a.m. Singapore's time. I'm Scuzz. This is a So Odd with Scuzz, the podcast. I'm Ping, and my language means take care. So Tiger, remember, express your emotions well. Work it out for abs. And I'm Ping.